to my readers. Thank you for reading my book. I hope it has made a difference in the way you perceive abortion, especially in the church. May it begin to plant seeds in your heart and give you courage to bring up the subject in your church. If you don't have a relationship with the God of the Bible or have been burned by a church, I hope that this book introduces you to Him in a way that helps you overlook the hypocrisy of His people. We have gigantic improvements to make. If any Christian at any time treats you unlovingly, they do not, at that moment, in any way represent their namesake, Christ. Please point this out to us and be patient with us because we all need to be better at love. We are a work in progress. If you read the Gospels, you'll see how Jesus treated others. The only people He consistently chastised were the religious leaders when they were not loving. Whether you have known the Lord since you were a child or you've never been introduced, if you don't find love in a church, keep looking for the one where you do. Love doesn't mean agreement with the ways of the world. Part of love is speaking truth that challenges us to become more Christ-like. There are many pastors and churches who speak the truth in love and will accept you as Christ accepted them, no matter how rough around the edges. Find one of those, and you find true family. If you are struggling with a past abortion and need to talk with someone, please contact me confidentially at joni@hopeandgraceglobal.org. If you want to understand the bigger picture of abortion with practical ways pastors and churches can overcome the tragedy of abortion in the church, look for this book, Why Can't We Say the A Word in Church? Overcoming Our Dirtiest Secret with Hope and Grace. This can be found at hopeandgraceglobal.org/church-a-word. Also, through Safe Church Project and Hope and Grace Academy, we have courses to equip the church to address pregnancy and abortion proactively and redemptively. Check those out at hopeandgraceglobal.org/partnership/safechurch-project. Our mission is to equip the local church to become a safe haven that proactively champions biblical sexuality and life and redemptively heals those wounded by sexual sin or abortion. About the author. Joni Shepherd is the founder and executive director of Hope and Grace Global, speaker, songwriter, entrepreneur, and author. Founded in 2016, HGG equips the church to address abortion comprehensively and with compassion, and has initiated the Safe Church Project to help change the reputation of the local church to become a safe haven for those in crisis or reeling from a past abortion. Joni has written other books, including this one, Why Can't We Say the A Word in Church? Overcoming Our Dirtiest Secret with Hope and Grace, and a student and facilitator version of Get Equipped, a manual for redemptively overcoming abortion in the church. Following that, she has written a book called Be the Solution to help the church become exactly that. Joni has worked with women in abortion healing over the past 35 plus years in Texas, Oregon, and Colorado, and leads a sexual healing Bible study, Journey to Purity. In 1989, Joni founded a pregnancy center in Duncanville, Texas, and has worked with other pregnancy centers in Dallas, Texas, and Portland, Oregon. Joni earned a BS in holistic nutrition, has owned 4 businesses, and co-founded 2 nonprofits. She is married to John Shepherd, and together they enjoy 5 grown children and 14 grandchildren. She enjoys reading, hiking, cooking, music, children's and women's ministries, and hanging out with her family. Her heart is in fostering relationships with family, friends, colleagues, and ministry. Joni lives in Colorado Springs.